News Talk 1620 WTAW. I have an opportunity to have Leanne and Loie back with us with the Voices for Children, Casa of Brazos Valley, and the holidays. You guys are not slowing down whatsoever. A couple of big things in the mill right now.
We do. We've got a couple things coming up. We've got, first of all, we've got our toy drive that's wrapping up this week for our kids in foster care, and then we also have the 12 Days of Christmas that's starting on December 1st.
Was not aware of the toy drive. Can we give a quick plug about that?
Sure. Each year we get donations in for children that are in foster care. Kappa Alpha Theta has been a huge partner since we first started doing it back in 2001. And so a lot of their actives and alums will purchase gifts for children so that we've got some gifts to make sure that they've got something under the tree to open. And then we also have businesses, individuals, just the community really comes together and they'll shop for a child that's in foster care and make sure that they're remembered for the holidays and not forgotten.
Is it too late to make a contribution?
It really isn't. We're doing the wrapping on Thursday on December 2nd, but if anyone wants to bring an unwrapped new toy to our offices in downtown Bryan, we would be happy to make sure that that gets to a child. And we also always need donations of gift bags, holiday wrapping, supplies, tape, scissors, things like that to be able to make sure that we've got a Santa's Wonderland when we do the wrapping holiday. We always do it's a really fun time and it gets the gifts out to the kids.
All right, well, let's move ahead to the Christmas online fundraiser.
Yeah, we've been really excited. This is our second online fundraiser that we've done, and we thought we would tie it in. A lot of people are thinking about end-of-year giving and what they'd like to do with maybe a little bit left over that they have this year. And if you feel fortunate and you have some to give back, we certainly hope that you'll consider Voices for Children. We're calling it 12 Days of Christmas, and each day is going to stand for something that's meaningful to the work that our advocates and our staff and our board do for on behalf of abused and neglected children.
And I was going to have you summarize for those who are not familiar with Voices for Children a quick rundown of what your agency does.
Sure. What we do is we train volunteers from the community to be advocates for children in foster care. So each volunteer goes through a 30-hour training. It's a pretty intensive training, and at the end of that, they're actually sworn in as an officer of the court. They then accept a case or a sibling set and commit to that child, sometimes up to a year, sometimes up to 18 months, to complete an investigation and make sure that they are making recommendations back to the court as far as what they feel is in the best interest of the child.
And I'm going to get back to the fundraiser in a moment. Let me continue the tangent of what the volunteers do in case maybe somebody may be interested in becoming one. Even in the holiday season, I'm sure you're willing and ready to visit.
Absolutely. We'll have another training starting up right after the holidays. It'll be the first part of February. And there's definitely a screening process and an interview process that goes along with it. So it takes some time to get the application in and the interview set up. So we encourage people to do that as soon as they have an interest in volunteering with us, and we can get them registered for a training. But they can go online to our website. It's vfcbrazos.org, or they can call our office at 979-822-9700 and just let us know that they're interested in volunteering or if they have any questions about it, and we can walk them through that process. And the 30 hours of training is really spread out over, it's 6 evening sessions and 2 half-day Saturdays, and it's spread out over about 3.5 weeks. So that if you're working full-time, you can still fit in the training. And in fact, most of our volunteers, over 70% of our volunteers, work full-time and do the volunteer work in addition.
We're going to repeat the contact information a little bit. Let me get back on the road as far as the online fundraiser and how that works for someone who wants to make a contribution.
They can visit our website, again, vfcbrazos.org, or we also have a Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/CasaBrazos. And there will be a Donate Now button, and they can click on that and make a donation of either $12 for 12 Days of Christmas or an amount of their choosing. And that money will go towards program operations, training more volunteers, making sure that children have a voice in court.
Maybe an idea of having one of your children do the $12 and maybe the parents doing another contribution.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping is even families. Each individual member of a family will give their $12, maybe even down to the family pet.
Some consider pets just like their children, so that's not a far-flung idea. So if the online fundraiser is not enough, if you're not looking for volunteers is enough, and having the toy drive is not enough. You guys are into Operation Renovation.
We are. We're excited about it. We have just very quickly outgrown the space that we have for training volunteers. We've had such a response from the community really since the program's inception, but even over the last couple years, we've seen a lot of growth, which is bittersweet because it's needed, which means that more kids are entering foster care system, but it's a wonderful welcome to make sure that those kids will have a voice if we have volunteers that are willing to be trained. And so what we're planning on doing is essentially just kind of in a quick 4 to 5 day interval. We'll be going in, gutting the building, and building some new training space, new offices, make our office much more efficient and much more able to really facilitate those trainings, as well as the ongoing trainings. We ask our volunteers to do 12 hours of continuing education each year, and so we offer those in our office, and our current training space doesn't allow them to come in and get that ongoing information that they need to really enhance their advocacy. So we're excited about that. And we have Keys and Walsh is the construction company that's really agreed to kind of jump on and spearhead this. And we have lots of sponsors and lots of businesses that are interested. And we invite the community to be a part of that as well.
And how can the community assist?
Certainly they can contact us as well. It's going to be starting January 12th, and we hope to have the renovations wrapped up by January 17th. And so we are looking for volunteers to help on the demolition and construction side, helping to haul out materials or, demolish walls, paint, that type of thing. And then we also are looking for volunteers that will help on the hospitality side, maybe help feed our volunteers that are out there. It's going to be a 24-hour operation each of those days. So making sure that our volunteers have snacks and coffee and lunch and dinner and are just well taken care of, because they certainly will be doing a very important thing for our organization.
It sounds like many different opportunities available, not just your normal building type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up in one nice bow, I guess, because the same contact information applies to any of the things we've been talking about.
It does, yes. People can certainly visit our website, vfcbrazos.org, or they can call our office, 979-822-9700, for more information on any of the things that we've got going on at Voices for Children.
It just never slows down.
It doesn't.
Well, towards the end of January, it'll be much success to talk about.
Yes, we hope so. I think it'll be a really great project, and we'll have an open house, certainly, for the community to come and see the new space, and we'll be able to much better accommodate larger crowds of people to come and see the office rather than our current configuration. So we'll be excited to show folks that.
Well, that's terrific. Again, Leanna Lowy with Voices for Children, CASA of Brazos Valley. Lots of things that are going on, and we'll post the interview in our interview portion of WTAW.com if you didn't get a chance to write down the various contact methods, so you can learn more about those opportunities. And appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.